This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the latest impeachment testimony publicly released, a career State Department official tells lawmakers that President Trump wanted to hear three words from his Ukrainian counterpart, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Investigations, Biden, Clinton. Those are the key words George Kent says the president wanted Ukraine's leader to say into a microphone. Kent told impeachment investigators that's his understanding based on conversations with others in the administration. Clinton was shorthand for the 2016 election, a reference to the president's view that Ukraine interfered in the race. Kent will be among three State Department officials testifying publicly next week, along with another diplomat who testified the president held up military aid to Ukraine in a bid to force it to investigate Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg is now raising the possibility of a 2020 presidential bid.
Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg had rejected a bid for the White House next year, but an advisor says he may enter the race because he's worried the current field of challengers won't be able to beat President Trump. Since the deadline to run in Alabama's Democratic presidential primary is Friday, Bloomberg is expected to file the papers to qualify, even though he hasn't made a final decision.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud met Thursday with U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel in Riyadh and discussed a number of topics of mutual interest, according to Saudi state media. The official Saudi press agency did not disclose the details of the meeting, but it came just more than a year after the murder of journalist Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist and prominent critic of the government, was slain and dismembered in the South.